Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
My mom just texted me. She's like, we almost
Where are you?
Yeah, I have some questions to ask that are might solicit some negative responses from her. Let me take some notes.
Thank you for being a friend.
Is there a caller there?
Try down the road back again.
Is there a caller there?
Is
there
a caller there?
Shut the fuck up, Phil Donahue.
Is there a caller there? Is there a caller there?
You threw a party.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name?
Alcoholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic. Is there an alcoholic here?
Thank you for being a friend. Travel around.
Is there a caller there?
All right, here, let's see here. My mom, are we almost ready? Welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and this is episode 18 for Monday, May 15th, 2017.
This week on the Two Bobs, in honor of Mother's Day, we have a very special guest. We're also going to talk about beer, as always.
And we'll recap our edible arrangements from last week and share a healthy dose of crazy news stories.
Already halfway through May.
Halfway through. It's almost Christmas.
It really is. Man.
Got to start planning. I got to make my list.
I mean, if Christmas is in like 7 months, that means we got to start decorating in like 3 months.
That's right. I got to start being good.
The days are going to start getting shorter. In like a month.
Probably.
A couple of days. Month and a half.
It's pretty much nighttime 24/7 up there now, isn't it? Aren't you around that area?
Yeah, it is nice. You can see Aurora Borealis really, really nice late at night.
Okay.
How many episodes are we in now?
Well, we've got 19 if you count the best of or the look back episode, but actual new material, this is number 18 for us, which is exciting.
So we can smoke and...
We can vote.
Can you play the lottery? No. No, you have to be 21 for that, don't you?
I think so. Who knows? I'm old enough to take a quarter to the card and scratch it.
I can leave home and not have to emancipate.
Go anywhere you want to.
I wish.
All right, so we got some big news this week.
We do.
We promised it last week, and turns out we got through a little bit quicker than we did, but we're ready to announce.
I'm sure all of our listeners have had their panties in a bunch for the last week. Trying to think about what this could possibly be.
We might be more excited than anybody else, but we're now part of the BS Podcast Network, which is bspodcastnetwork.com. We're using that to help get the word out about the show, and with your help and their help, we hopefully can continue to grow.
We're part of an elite group of podcasts that are, you know, up and coming. A lot of them are up and coming podcasts, so I hope that it's only the beginning of the continued growth of our podcast here. So we're super happy. We're super honored to be part of the network. And, you know, at the same time, I think they made a wise decision by allowing us into the network.
Absolutely. I think we've got a good, strong show here. And we've got some great listeners out there to help us along as well. So if you get a chance, check out some of the other ones. And there's a link to it on our website if you're curious.
If you're curious, then go to our website, the2bobs.com.
TwoBobs.com. That's correct.
If you're curious like a cat, go there and check it out.
You guys have cats?
No, fuck no, we don't have cats. Those things are the devil.
They'll scratch you.
Yeah, they hate me. Well, I hate them, so I mean, I think they can sense the hatred I have for them, so they, you know, act aggressively toward me. But I'm also allergic to cats, so I don't blame the cats. I do blame the cats, but I also blame my parents or however the hell you end up allergic to cats, I blame that.
I have
science.
No idea.
I blame science. Fuck science.
Anything else going on today? We've talked a little bit, but we haven't talked all that much, really. Anything new and exciting? Work was rough for you this week, I hear.
Oh, jeez, the work kicked my ass this week. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it was good, busy. You know, it was good. I'll take
it. It's better to be busy than sitting around looking for stuff to do. That's for sure.
I'd appreciate a few minutes to think of stuff to do, though, but. You know, here and there would be great. I ate lunch at 3 o'clock today, and literally I took about 5 minutes for lunch today.
Nice. Able to kick your feet up a little bit?
A little bit. I went outside, shoveled the snow as we do in Michigan here in, you know, Mid-Bay.
Awesome. I just let the sun melt it.
Oh yeah, we have. Well, you know, we've talked about the permafrost up here. So you have rain, huh?
It's raining nonstop. You know, we've got these baseball games. The Nats have been rained out. We also have my son's baseball games that have been rained out. So it's a bummer. Everything is soaked. The grass looks fantastic, and the trees are green, and everything is really looking nice outside. But we've got a lot of games to try to cram in, and it's hard to navigate a 7-year-old schedule and get everybody to fit it in, and you know, still hopefully have a summer before it gets too hot. So I think we've got a special guest tonight.
We do. And we're honored that, you know, she was able to stay up late tonight. You know, I think curfew was probably like 8 o'clock there. So she was able to stay up late to come on our show today.
All right, let's get her on the line.
Well, do you want to give a clue as to who it could possibly be?
Yeah, I noticed that she had a phone number.
I'm hoping she'll do that live for us.
I would really I'd be honored if she did. I have so many questions for her. I'm excited.
Well, let's ring her up.
Oh my God. I'm so nervous.
Hello?
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 Hi, Robert.
Hello?
My goodness. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How did you know it was me?
Because Robert forwarded me your number, because anything out of state, I block.
Wow. Smart.
So Robert had given me your number.
I'm so confused.
You're going to have to call me Rob, though, because you're going to confuse all the listeners.
Oh, sorry, Robbie.
There's
Robbie. We're going Robbie. Wow.
No, that's what I'm still called by my mother, and my sister actually still calls me that, too. But
it's cute.
Well, see?
You know I'm Robert because I'm the one in charge.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's right. You are the one in charge.
Yeah, but I put it on Facebook today. I create the illusion that you're in charge, so that way you just, you know, keep quiet.
See that, too.
What have you been doing? You're still on vacation?
Yes, we're here for at least another week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, that's
good. I visit my brother because he lives here, and my sister-in-law, whom I love dearly. And so I came to visit them because I have a free place to stay.
That's good. You playing a lot of shuffleboard?
No, we haven't played shuffleboard. We play badminton in the pool, take walks on the beach. No, we have not played shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard. What was dinner tonight?
Well, actually, dinner tonight for me was this beautiful edible arrangement I received for Mother's Day.
Nice.
Yes.
You're welcome.
It was all kinds of cookies in it, and I shared it with my family, and we all had only allowed them one each, though, because the rest is mine. I'm hiding it.
So Uncle Brian kept it as a secret because I told him he could have a cookie if he did.
I kept it as a secret.
Ann is here. Ann kept it a secret. I did. You did bring a tear to my eye. You actually did. I couldn't believe you did that.
Now, did you eat the pizza off it?
No. I was so bummed.
No I'm pizza. Sorry. Yeah. We didn't send her one of the edible arrangements we discussed last week, but we did.
No.
I did send her some cookies, though.
Sure. Oh, excellent.
Right.
Kind of love cookies. Can't go wrong with cookies.
No. So I'm very excited because I do have my pale ale here.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
With you guys, so.
All right. Well, let me introduce that and we'll get on with it.
All right.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I always feel like when I drink in front of my mom that she's judging me secretly.
Well, the good news is she can't see you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And she has a beer, too. So, I mean, would it be? It'd be pretty hypocritical if she judged me. So,
what have you got there, Lori?
Well, I am drinking today by Funky Buddha.
Nice.
The Pineapple Beach Blonde Ale with Pineapple.
All right. Going with the fruits.
Oh.
I went with the fruit. I couldn't find anything that was desserty. So, this says, put your feet in the sand with a beer in your hand. Our tropical and refreshing blonde ale is kissed with gnarly waves of juicy pineapple, a dose of floral American hops, and crisp Pilsner malt makes this beer ideal for any sun-soaked day.
That was a good read. You didn't teach Rob how to read, did you?
I tried.
Ooh, fuck you, buddy. No, that was good. You can tell she's a fan of the show because she knows how to do
the jumped right
beers.
In. No prompting or anything.
Yeah,
just
let's,
took
like,
ownership.
Let's do this.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
Let's do this.
Well, have you tasted it yet? Does it taste like pineapple?
I
mean, would you put it in pizza?
Actually,
you don't put pineapple
put
on pizza.
No.
Fucking pineapple.
You don't put pineapple on pizza, although some people in my family do and did the other day. No, it's okay. I would probably grade it out of 5, like a 3.5 maybe.
Okay. So it's like a C minus.
It's okay. Yeah, it's like a C minus. You know what those are, huh, Rob?
That's a nice segue there. So I guess before we get into our beers, or should we start our beers and then you tell us the...
I feel like I need to start drinking my beer really quickly now.
What is the deal with him not getting his driver's license? You know, he wouldn't tell me. He can't. He acts like he can't remember. So now, you know, now that you're here as our honored guest.
Well, Robert.
Bad parenting.
Always had potential, and I knew that as a young child.
Yeah.
And when he was about
very eloquent, how she's doing
16
this.
Or 15, you know, some of that potential wasn't showing necessarily in his GPA.
Listen, I was a fucking late bloomer. What do you want?
So, being the mean mom I have always been, I told him you couldn't get it, and he didn't get it at 16. He had to wait till he was 17 and pay for driver's training himself.
Uh-huh.
Rigged.
Now, did this work? Did that help him with his grades, or did he still need a little bit of encouragement?
It helped for maybe 2 years.
Sure.
I gotcha, Rob.
No. Like I said, you know, I was easily bored in school in my young days, and because I didn't find high school very challenging, and so I just didn't do it sometimes. I graduated on time, and I did all right, but, you know, sometimes we're better than others.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people go through. You know, you just need enough to challenge you to get you over that hump, and I certainly felt the same way, you know, going through. I could have done more, but, you know, hey, things have worked out okay for me, so I'm happy.
Right, and I mean, it does happen, and being the understanding mean mom
we're still talking about this.
Yes, we are, Robert. In fact, I may need to really get a lot of things off my chest after 35 years. I've been holding this in. I need therapy.
It's very, very, it's not healthy to do that.
A question I have to ask you now, I don't know how many people are going to remember back to the earlier episode, but you left us a voicemail that we use quite a bit, and I'll play that here.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number, and you have the first 6 digits and numbers, and then the last 4 digits with the letters. Hate that. Can't stand that. So you Bobs need to take care of that because you have to look at the phone and there's a hesitation there. I hate it. Bye.
Yeah, I did call, and I'll admit that now to everybody. I am the one that called, as Rob says to me, the elderly listener, and complained that when you have a phone number, you need to have numbers. You don't have letters. That is very true. It was me.
Well, I hope you know that you notice that we do add the numbers in after we say what the phone number is, just for that fact, just for some other people that are like you that really need to have that number there.
Kind of like an ADA thing.
We have a phone number. We don't have a phone letter number.
My mom still dials the operator to make outbound calls.
Patty, can you please patch me over to my son, Rob?
I need the phone number to the local florist. Could you get the phone book for me out of the closet in the hallway?
Do I sound that bad, Robert?
Yes. Mom, I have a serious question for you, okay?
What, honey?
I'm going to get serious.
What, honey?
I'm going to get serious here. So I was talking to people lately at work, and we were talking about things that we remember in our past very vividly. And one of those things that was brought up was 9/11. People just tend to remember where they were, what they were doing, what they saw when that happened. I'm wondering, though, do you have the same recollection with the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Your grandfather may, but then he was young, too, so I don't think so. Just what I've read in the history books, Robert. Do you know what history is?
What were you
Robert?
Doing then?
What was I doing? My parents were not even married. My parents were just young children then, Robert.
Rob.
You're making me think, Rob. You're making people think I'm really, really old, and I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
You know that you're young when you're saying, I'm a pretty hip young mom.
That's right. That's right, buddy.
No, I'm just kidding. 60 is the new 70.
I thought 60 was the new 80.
Yeah, it could be.
That's what they're telling me down here in Florida.
Well, I mean, you are in a retirement community, so.
This is true, but This is a good life too, Rob, or to have made it this far, I'll tell you. This is a good life.
I know. Like,
I could probably have a place down here, but I spent it all on my older son.
Well, I need a babysitter too, so.
I know, so we need to come back. I know.
See, Kelly, back Kelly misses Dad being home during the day, during the week, so she can, you know, offload him and do other things.
And you know what? Your dad misses him too. So, yeah, we do. But you guys send pictures, and we get to FaceTime, so that's we're lucky. But, yeah, we know you're a freeloader. You've labeled yourself that on many things, and that's one of the things is the children are.
Just Netflix, by the way. I have a profile on it. I steal their Netflix account, and I have a profile called Freeloader on their Netflix account, which is the profile that I use.
For all your adult Netflix films?
Yeah. But you know what? It goes both ways, too, because my dad, he borrows a heck of a lot of my passwords, too. So
that's right. We're a family mutually that beneficial. Shares.
We share whether it's legal or not.
Legal or not. And hopefully we just know somebody or have good attorneys and we won't have to worry about it.
True story. Let's move on to more beer. We'll come back to some more questions here. You're not going anywhere. It's not like you don't have to get to bed or anything, do you?
No, I still have, I think, about 10 minutes before the lights go out.
Okay. Just hold off on your pills a few more minutes here. We'll keep you along for the ride for a little bit.
Okay.
Perfect. So...
All right, what do you got over there?
So what I have here is a porter by Founders Brewing Company based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I've had a couple of their beers in the past. I've had this one, honestly, before. A couple weeks ago, I had a breakfast out by Founders. So this is another one of their beers. They're based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, as I said. What's really cool, though, is they're actually building a location in Midtown Detroit. So there's one coming to my neck of the woods. But the porter by Founders Brewing Company pours silky black with a creamy tan head. The nose is sweet with strong chocolate and caramel malt presence. The absence of hops gives Founders robust porter the full flavor you deserve and expect. Cozy like velvet. It's a lover, not a fighter. So this porter is 6.5% alcohol by volume. And you'll be kind of impressed with this, Robert. The IBU's rating is 45, so it's pretty hoppy compared to what I usually drink. But I think just the dark color and the malty flavor, with a little bit of chocolate and caramel, kind of balances. It tames the hops a little bit, and it's a pretty tasty beer. Again, I've drank it a million times. I love this beer.
Well, that sounds good. I've had some Founders as well, but I don't think I've had that one. Let me see the bottle there.
It's I don't know.
That looks familiar. I'll have to look and see if I've had that. But I've got a Devil's Backbone Striped Bass Pale Ale over here. And this, I'm very surprised that the IBU is only 32. So it's less hoppy than what you have. And when I initially...
That's a first.
Yeah, I know. When I initially took a sip of it, it tasted like it was going to be high. But I think it's the citrus that's in there. But the website says, this beer is golden in color with a light body and pleasant hop bouquet of traditional noble German hops. Blended with the intense citrus of American hop varieties. When you're in a boat or simply enjoying a meal of fresh seafood, this beer is meant to enhance the bounty of the bay. So it's really good. So it's a pale ale, golden color, 5.2% alcohol by volume, 32 IBUs. So it's nice. I like it a lot. I don't think I've ever had this, but I've had a couple of the Devil's Backbone offerings, and I've always enjoyed them, so this was a nice option to try out, and I'm not disappointed at all.
Perfect. And as you know, we do keep track of the beers that we drink, both on the show and off the show, on Untappd, which is UNTAPPD, and I can be found at PhilRoberts33, and where can you be found, Robert?
I'm at RobertK328.
An elderly listener, what is your handle for Untappd?
I don't have one. I'm sorry.
Fail.
I don't usually go around bragging that I'm drinking.
You are fake news.
I am fake news. Absolutely.
So you can keep track of the two beers you've had on your just on your fingers, huh?
Absolutely.
Again, why I always feel like she's secretly judging me.
Now, do you drink beer very often, and do you have a particular beer that you normally ask for?
I probably drink beer maybe 4 times a year. It's usually at a local festival with a couple of my girlfriends that
Coachella.
We go to.
She went to Coachella.
We go to the Fish Fly Festival, and usually I drink the Rochester Red when I go there.
Okay.
Have 1 or 2, and then I am ready to go home and go to bed.
I love Rochester Red. We've talked about Rochester Red. I was actually I was going to pick some up today, but then I saw the Founders. I'm like, I'm going to get this. So elderly listener, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Which of the Golden Girls do you feel you relate to the most, and why?
I can't even really remember the Golden Girls.
This should spark your memory. Travel down the road and back again. Your
heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. I know, but I don't remember their names.
There's Blanche.
That's the only one I remember.
Is that the one that Betty White played? I feel like my mom is kind of like Betty White. She's... a little snarky, just...
Betty White is dead, Robert. Why would you say that?
Betty White's not dead.
She'll live forever.
Betty White's not dead?
No, she
might be now that you've said that.
Well, there was a fake news thing on Facebook.
Oh, was it one of those fake stories?
Yeah, two days ago, evidently, Betty White not dead. Actress victim of Twitter death hoax. And that was May 10th.
So you guys... I'm glad to know that.
Yeah, you guys have been in mourning down there in Florida.
She's been trying to call her.
Actually, if I know there's, I don't know all the characters from that show, so I wouldn't have compared myself to Betty White, but I'm going to take that as a compliment, Rob.
Thank you.
Did you listen to our last episode already, 17?
I have.
You're welcome.
I have.
Did you have a good listen to both of our edible arrangements and, Take the fact out of the matter that one of
the
Bobs is your son. Whose would you have picked?
Well, I don't like steak sauce on my steak either, and I do have to have pepperoni. I do not like pineapple on pizza.
Everybody's hung up on that.
That bothered me.
Say it.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Which was your favorite? Tell me.
I don't like bratwurst.
Robert
either.
Will probably go a few months. So, well, you don't have to eat the whole thing.
But I do like tacos.
Yeah.
From the restaurant.
Not
like Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so okay.
I'm going to have to say probably my son, Rob.
That's right.
Because we do
blood
have
before
more,
water.
We have
blood
a lot
before water.
In common. And, I want to be able to see the grandchildren when I want.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of the Two Bobs podcast and why?
If you say him again, then we're hanging up.
What do you think? She'd listen to it if I wasn't on it? And she might now. I don't know. Maybe you can find somebody better than
me. Well,
I
didn't even really know what a podcast was.
I need to win here.
Until you guys started this. I enjoy the bantering you guys have sometimes, the sarcasm.
I don't know where I get it from, though.
Well, we do know where you got it from. It's definitely a Bush side.
That's true. That's her maiden name.
Of the family.
From when she was a spinster.
It's definitely, you're definitely grandma's side.
True story.
Sarcasm.
My grandma was sarcastic, too, though, so.
Yes, she was. She taught us well.
She did. We learned from the master.
We absolutely did.
I think I've taken it to a new level, though, and just made it more inappropriate.
Yeah, you have done more of the inappropriate language and things.
Yeah.
You're too big for me to wash your mouth out with soap now, or perhaps...
I'd say fuck all I want now. Nothing you can do.
There is nothing I can do about it.
Now, is he too big for you to take him over your knee?
Is he too big for me to take him over my... She's, for a while. Yeah.
She has bad knees, brittle bones.
For a while, he's been too big. But I can still shut him down if I have to.
That's good. You have to.
Except you can't shut down my podcast. This is my business. We'll shut you down.
Now, have you ever used a bidet?
No, I thought that was very interesting.
Good question. I have.
It's still popping up in my Facebook. Still shows me, you know, you might be interested in this bidet on Amazon. So
Amazon listens to the show.
And we had a tweet response back from the Bio Bidet company asking, you know, if we wanted one. So a part of me wants to reach out and see if, you know, if they, you know, if they'll buy, I'll try.
Yeah, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Well, Melissa said I had to put it in the basement.
And then perhaps you could do, like, you know, the sound effects and let us know how you feel after you've used it the first time. I would go for it, Bob, Robert.
I mean, maybe I'll record the show sitting on the bidet and just, you know, turn the water on every now and then.
That would be interesting, just turn the water on.
I'm going to replace my desk chair with the bidet.
It could probably be like one of those fountains in the background, you know, the calming.
Yeah, well, a lot of people at work were saying soothing. That, you know, it's a kind of an unsettling event when you walk into a European bathroom and you have two toilets side by side, one of which has no lid on it. So,
but I also have friends that have been and traveled to Europe many times, and they really do. They enjoyed it.
Okay. See, so I'm not completely.
And they thought it was cleaner, and they did enjoy it better. We've had those discussions.
Well, see, I was swayed by the propaganda, and I might be onto something.
Now, if we could just get it like as a tax deduction to help save the environment.
It's a business expense.
You know,
that's right.
That might be something we could start talking about, different ways like that. Your septic system would be saved. Like, I believe you mentioned that.
There's a microbrewery in Copenhagen that has a new beer out that's a limited 60,000 bottle release, but it's a special lager that they used 13,000 gallons of urine collected from the urinal troughs through the Roskilde Music Festival in 2015. Would you drink that?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I read the article on Thrillist that you're talking about here, Robert. And one thing that they did mention is they don't, the final product, I'll just read it. It says, to be clear,
hold on.
The sudsy, hold on. Hold on, I'm busy. Oh, yeah, there it is.
My glass was empty.
Founder's Porter is going right down, right through at me. Says, to be clear, the sudsy final product doesn't actually contain a single drop of pee. Rather, the malted barley used in the brew was fertilized with the urine instead of traditional animal manure or plant-based nutrients. And according to those who have tasted it, it's actually quite refreshing. If I had tasted it even a bit like urine, I would put it down. But you don't even notice, said Anders Skjørgren.
Yeah. I saw that, and two things came to mind. One is, you know, it's probably right. I mean, a lot of the stuff we have eaten and ingested without knowing has been fertilized through some sort of waste. The other thing is, it goes back to the jelly beans when we were eating those a couple of weeks ago, where somebody's going to have to figure out what boogers taste like, what, you know, rotten fish and rotten eggs and
urine.
I mean, sour milk, I think. Yeah, like how is, you know, this Anders guy, how is he going to know? Well, you know, it definitely doesn't taste like pee. I'll drink it. You know, how is he going to know that? I mean, I had no idea what boogers tasted like. So when I ate the jelly bean, took me a few chews to realize it didn't taste like lime. So, I mean, I don't know. Did that cross your mind? Am I off base again this week?
So urine is actually sterile, quite sterile. That's why survivalists will pee in their own mouths when they get dehydrated.
Yeah, I've read that, but I don't know. I mean, that would be another one of those. If I were to take a jelly bean that was supposed to be a pea jelly bean, I wouldn't know if it was that or some other flavor.
I suppose I don't actually know what pee tastes like, Mom.
Exactly. How about
and
you?
And I was going to say, do you really want to?
No.
Is that your offering to tell us, or you're saying that you don't know either and you'd rather not find out?
No, that's kind of a question.
I think no to all those things.
Really
no to,
I heard
no to never.
Come
never.
In, no.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to underestimate you and have you, you know, you tell us something happened back in the Depression that you had to do
back
that.
Back during the Depression when we had nothing to eat and drink? No, that did not happen.
This bread is dry. Hold on a second.
They were all out of butter that day.
Need some fresh saltines over here.
Can you imagine how to live during the Depression? You know how darn old I would be? Robert, we wouldn't even be able to talk.
What were you saying?
Rob, if I was as old to live through the Depression. Okay, I'm done, Rob.
You're such a jerk.
I'm done.
Stop cutting off my mom, Robert. To make it clear, I don't have the soundboard on my side.
It's funny when she was explaining earlier who everybody was. She kept calling you Robert, and now that something's happening where she's getting mad, she's calling you.
Damn it, Rob. Yeah, she's just used to if something something like that is happening.
When
it's usually
mad,
me.
When she's disappointed, she knows it's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I even called him Bob once during this thing. It's like, I have to clarify which is which.
That was me.
Yeah.
That pineapple's gone to her head.
The pineapple is going to my head. But doesn't have pee in it, so I'm okay with that. No filtering done.
So speaking of beer that contains urine and other liquids that contain things that you typically wouldn't think would be in there, have you heard of what's included or what's contained in vanilla extract?
I have no idea. I just assume it's, vanilla beans that are, crushed up just to get the flavoring out of there. But I guess it's concentrated, so it's gotta have something else in there.
You would think so. And that thing, just so you know, is a goo that's excreted from beaver asshole. Beaver butts secrete a goo called castoreum, which the animals use to mark their territory. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, so we're being serious here, lists castoreum as a generally regarded as safe additive, and manufacturers have been using it extensively in perfumes and foods for at least 80 years. So vanilla extract contains beaver anal secretions.
I do know that people tend to use this to get drunk. And actually, there was an article that I saw in Adams Township, Pennsylvania, where the police set up a sting in order to capture somebody who was throwing vanilla extract bottles out of the car and littering.
Well, I don't know. You guys got me looking at this stuff now.
Details on a bizarre bust in Butler County. These pictures are from a trail cam set up by police. They say the woman who was behind the wheel of that Honda, this woman, they tell Channel 11 she's been littering for years, dropping bags full of empty vanilla extract bottles all over the Adams Township area.
So she's basically been using these little extract bottles and drinking them to get drunk, then driving around, and rather than just taking them to the trash, she'll throw them out the window.
So yeah, and I guess there was somebody who complained to the cops because literally for years this guy's been going around finding these empty bags with empty bottles of vanilla extract in them and picking them up, and eventually kind of got sick of doing it and went to the authorities and like, listen, somebody keeps littering with these. And of course the police probably caught on to the fact that they're not just like baking a bunch of cakes while they're driving down the road. Somebody's actually using these to get drunk.
Yeah, I figure kids that can't buy, they can't buy alcohol, so they'll either swipe these little containers or obviously just buy them and then drink them. So I know when I was in high school, kids would drink the, like Robitussin or any of those cough syrup medications to try to get the alcohol out of them. But this lady's drinking vanilla extract, which is quite expensive, last time I saw. So I don't know why she doesn't just use, buy regular alcohol.
Well, that's the funny thing is you wouldn't expect somebody to, for years, like almost daily to be buying vanilla extract. So a couple things come to my mind. A, why didn't anybody question this? Like, oh, here she is. Here's Betty again, or whatever the hell her name is. She's here to buy her vanilla extract again. That bakery must be doing really well. But I guess a 2-ounce bottle can contain upwards of like 40% alcohol.
40%.
That's crazy.
Channel 11's Amy Marcinkiewicz is live with what she was allegedly doing with those bottles that has her in more trouble. Amy?
Well, Peggy, police say she was behind the wheel, that she was drinking and driving. And when she was done with the bottle, she would toss it in a plastic bag, they say, and then toss it out on the road. Greg Batant has been cleaning up plastic bags filled with empty vanilla extract bottles for 5 years here along Myoma Road in Adams Township. He's always wondered, who's the litter bug?
I thought kids that could not buy alcohol, I didn't think a 61-year-old woman. That's amazing.
Well, I always knew that they had an overabundance there, so that's where I would go get mine.
It's like the vanilla extract capital of the world, is what you're saying?
Right. Absolutely. It must be.
Yeah, so the police would set up these cameras in the trees so that whenever the guy reported that he had found these bottles, they would go and check the camera, I guess like a deer cam or something that's detected movement, and they would have pictures of her license plate, and they were able to track her down. And when they found her, she had a blood alcohol level of 0.128, which I know here in Northern Virginia, 0.08 is considered legally drunk. So
yeah, Michigan too.
She was a good bit over that at 0.128, all from, you know, all from the alcohol from the vanilla extract.
Now, can you imagine the conversation that would be had between her and a police officer, though, if she got pulled over? Here she is. She's all swerving up and down the lanes, and then, you know, a police officer notices, pulls her over, rolls down the window, and then it just smells like a fucking Yankee Candle inside of her car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ma'am, are you baking cakes in there?
You know, you have to wonder, you know, is she married? Does she have, you know, a husband and kids at home? And you know, again, this is something that's tough to explain. And why not just regular alcohol?
Well, that's the thing, because this shit isn't cheap. Like, you can buy a big old bottle of 5 o'clock or something just as effective, if not more, for, you know, a small percentage of the price you're going to pay for several bottles of vanilla extract. Although, I kind of wonder, because...
It goes better with the smoothies, though.
Maybe. Maybe she's also drinking... Maybe she's just adding it to Ben and Jerry's ice cream. We don't know.
It could be.
Yeah. But, you know, that's true. Yeah, she could be mixing it up with something rather than just drinking it straight. You know, thinking about those little bottles that they have, you know, they give you on airlines. Yeah. You know, the little tasters. I mean, it could be very well something like that, that maybe she doesn't like the taste, but for some reason just drinking straight vanilla.
The taste, though. Oh, my God.
It's not good, though. I've had it by accident, you know, thinking, oh, this is going to taste like vanilla, and it tastes nothing like vanilla.
Oh, God, no. I wonder.
It tastes like beaver ass.
It should taste like beaver ass because it includes beaver ass. Listen, I wonder, though, if, because you can't buy alcohol. Well, this is just me guessing. You can't buy alcohol with food stamps, but you can buy vanilla extract with food stamps.
Ah, good point.
I mean, this seems a little trashy to me. I'm just saying there's a chance that maybe she is receiving some sort of assistance and can't afford to buy the alcohol. So she thought she'd just, you know, kill two birds in one stone.
That's true. And all the samples that they had, Walmart great value label on them. So it very well could be.
She was probably, they don't say anything, but she was wearing spandex pants actually when they pulled her over.
Fake news.
You know, I read it on Facebook. It's got to be true, right?
Hey, yeah.
Now, elderly listener, I have a question. Yeah. Did you get an opportunity to get some new socks?
Did I have an opportunity to get some new socks?
Well, you told me you were going to buy socks.
Yeah, for your brother, yes. I bought him some socks down here. Yes.
Because their socks were going bad in the swimming pool.
His were worn out, his older socks, yes.
So they're not being worn in the pool?
His old pair is, not his new pair.
They have special shoes just to wear in the pool, you know.
I know, but it's hard to find 14s.
Amazon.
Very hard to find. Well, I don't really exactly have time for Amazon while I'm in Florida.
It's not about
the
time.
The cement in the bottom of the pool is hurting our feet.
Has nothing to do with time. Has nothing to do with time. This is the same lady that will refuse to buy things on Amazon and just call me or text me and ask me to buy her stuff on Amazon.
Have you to order it.
I have her credit card saved on my Amazon account for times when she needs me to order her something on Amazon because she doesn't want to do it herself. So,
well, no, I got you to do those things for me.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm more than happy to. You know, and if I sneak a couple things in there for me here and there.
I watch my credit card closely.
I know you do.
To make sure, you know, so.
It's all legit. It all balances out. We're good.
It all balances out.
It's not my fault that Amazon charges $54.95 for shipping on most things.
$54.95.
Just.
Well, yeah, but that's why I go through you, because then I don't have to pay for that.
Well, I know. It was a joke. Yeah. I was saying that they were tacking it on. Never mind.
That was bad. Yeah. That's how a lot of conversations go with Robert. Rob and I, Robert.
I'm so confused.
That's how a lot of conversations go with Robert.
Don't do as Donnie Don't does.
Do you like our crazy news stories?
I do like them. I was actually had my iPad here and looking up along with you as you were talking about them. Not vanilla extract, by the way, is made up from beavers.
That was new. Beavers. He sprung that on me.
Robert, you're right. Most of it is made from vanilla beans.
Well, no shit. It's vanilla extract. That doesn't mean they don't put a little bit of beaver ass in there, though, you know?
No, that when I looked at McCormick's ingredients, I didn't see they didn't have that on there.
Well, they're not going to put beaver ass on the ingredient list. Does it say castoreum, though?
Does it say what?
Are you looking at a bottle of vanilla extract right now?
I was. I'm off that page now.
Go to the kitchen.
Nutrition facts.
Get a bottle. See if it says beaver asshole on it.
I'm not in my home. I don't even have it in my home because I don't cook, but that's beside the point.
Who are we kidding?
It does say castoreum is the yellowish secretion of the castor sac from the mature North American beaver.
I don't know why you people don't believe me, you know? I've never said anything that's not 100% true on this podcast, mostly.
You are fake news.
Yeah.
Mostly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, product ingredients lists often refer to it simply as natural flavoring, which you would assume is just vanilla. It says used in foods and beverages as part of a substitute vanilla flavor. It's less commonly used as part of raspberry or strawberry flavoring.
Never cook again.
Well, I was
never bake again.
I mean, when were you going to start?
I thought when I came home, I might think about it.
Oh wow! Look at you.
Hey.
Oh
did
shit!
I
have to cut your grass again this weekend.
Oh, would you? Well, you have it till Monday, don't you?
After the hackathon I did on it the other weekend.
Robert, I have a story for you.
All right.
Okay.
About Rob. Okay. Now, Robert was, you know, a typical teenager when he lived at home and
she's talking about you
trying to get him to do chores and stuff. Okay, yeah, I'm talking about Rob. When he
that's R A B, right?
Rab.
So
R A H B.
Yeah. So
it's a silent. It's like it's Flemmy Rob.
My husband said to
is he Robert Rob, too or no?
Is my husband named Robert?
You're calling everybody Robert right now, so I don't.
You call him Dad because I.
Well, he is my father. Of course, that's what I call him.
I interchange. All right, so his father, Robert, asked Rob to please cut the grass for us while we were gone. And my response was, he's going to do it 2 days before we get home because he doesn't know how to use the lawnmower. So, what do you think happened, Robert?
This is the longest story ever. I don't know what happened. Hold on, I gotta pee.
Yeah,
I'm out of beer.
A FaceTime because I have to teach my son how to start the lawnmower.
I thought you were saying this was 2 days before you were coming home. You had been in...
No, I said two days before we came home, I didn't think you'd really cut the grass until you knew we were coming home.
Didn't you call me your teenage son at the beginning of this?
Huh?
Have you taken your pills, Mom?
No, I'm not. No, I said this stemmed from when you were a teenager and doing chores.
Oh,
fear of cutting grass. Like, it's never going to happen.
Okay.
Ever.
I think we've lost everybody on this.
Your father, having the faith in you that he does... knew he's going to cut it. And I, having a little less faith in you in cutting grass, you shocked me but you had to FaceTime me to learn so I could tell you how to run the lawnmower.
So just so we can catch everybody up here, you had a teenage son named Rahab who never cut the grass, but then I tried to cut the grass. And so for the pretty much the last 10 minutes has been, I went to their house last Monday to cut the grass and couldn't start the riding lawnmower because I had never used a riding lawnmower before. Because I have a push lawnmower.
You never used the lawnmower, to my knowledge.
I have a lawnmower. It's been used before. I mean, granted, I've paid a guy to do it last couple of years, but doesn't mean I don't know how to do it.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, this has been great. This has been a great episode of the Two Bobs. No, we're not done yet. We have more shit to do.
Yeah, so we're going to wind up here, and we've got a crazy news story, and I've got a little bit of audio that I'll start off with, and then Rob will tell us the rest of it.
菊花塞鳗鱼通便 87分不能再高啦 中国东南部一名有便秘问题的男子决定把一条鳗鱼放进屁股里让它顺畅无阻 你没有听错，他把一条滑溜的鳗鱼塞进了屁洞里。广州这位49岁的刘姓男子曾为了堵塞的消化系统求医，医生告诉他他必须住院处理，但刘男决定自己解决。根据中国古老的解便秘之道，他把一条鳗鱼塞进。
Yeah, I don't know. At some point in there, it sounded like he was in pain. So why don't you tell us? I see it on the screen, and I'm trying to scroll it, but I realize it's your screen. So
yeah, you can't scroll my screen. This is my screen right here. No, so there's this is a great story. Now, if you first, Mom, what's your take on this?
I didn't get anything out of it.
It was in plain English, you know, right?
It was in plain English.
There's an article on Food Beast that talks about a constipated man who shoved a live eel up his butt to eat away a blockage in his intestines. Believe it or not, something went wrong. So that's crazy.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong by doing that? But it seems a man in Guangzhou, China, needed just a bit more fiber in his lifestyle, as he had a pretty bad case of constipation. So his solution to his shitty problem, no pun intended, the dude thought it was the best form of treatment to shove a live 20-inch eel up his butt to eat away all of his shit blockage. Rather than buying laxatives, seeing a physician, he thought it would be a good idea to try this ancient folk remedy he apparently had heard about.
Where did he get this eel, though? Did he go to the local pet store and get one? Or
I mean, I would think that in China, you could probably just go to a store and buy an eel, like a pet, right?
That's probably true.
I don't know.
I guess so.
So what do you think probably happened when he shoved this up there? Bueller?
I don't even want to think about it.
You want to take the honor, Robert?
Unfortunately, the terrified creature tore through the man's intestines before getting stuck in his midsection. The man went to the hospital, yet avoided informing doctors of his newfound friend. Imagine their surprise when they ran tests and discovered this dude's home remedy just sitting in his stomach. Immediate surgery was needed in order to prevent further harm to the man's life. Unfortunately, the eel didn't make it. But, however, he is on the road to recovery.
I feel sorry for the eel, first off.
That was kind of a shitty way to die, don't you think?
All the puns. She knows puns. So this is a really interesting, because, you know, you're talking, myself and my mother, who have digestive issues because of an illness I inherited from her. So, you know, but I got to say, in the time that I've been dealing with these issues, I've never once thought, maybe I should shove something up the other way to eat the shit. Mom, what do you think?
No. We were trying to eat things to push it out the other way.
My remedy is usually just pizza. Like, shove as much pizza down my throat and just kind of like, you know, it's when you,
loosen everything up.
Yeah, you just got to shove, right. You just got to push downward pressure on everything. But what my favorite part of this whole story, though, honestly, rather than the story, is the clever animation that the Chinese often use to portray reenactments of news stories. So we'll have it posted in our show notes. But I really think you need to really see this video in order to truly appreciate it. Like when you heard the barfing noise, that was actually the doctor? The doctor turning around and animated barf was spewing out of his mouth while he was in the operating room.
I personally know I can't hardly wait to see it.
I just, you know, can you imagine being this guy, though, and then being the doctor that discovers this guy has an eel?
I think personally I'd rather try vanilla extract.
Well, the good thing is that the doctor threw up, so he was able to perform the surgery. But our final news story comes from by way of a wedding vow issue, and you remember your wedding day, of course, right?
I remember my wedding day as well as my mother remembers Lincoln's assassination.
I remember my wedding day. Yes, I do.
This young couple will always remember their wedding day because as they were reading their vows, the officiant lost a little bit of her lunch.
And empower you to do the things that you dream. I promise to be your biggest advocate and your best
friend.
See
on her face, she's kind of looking around.
I commit to sharing with you in seasons of abundance and in seasons of scarcity.
That wasn't even a sound effect. That was actually just projectile vomiting. Thank God, not right on them.
Yeah, she turned her way, but you could tell right before she did it that her face looked like she was not at all comfortable, like something was coming and she couldn't hold it back. Got to give kudos to the bride because she just kept on going. She just looked and went, well, today's my day, fuck it, and just continued on.
I wonder if she was drunk on vanilla extract.
It probably was.
Nobody running my show. Running my show today.
That's right. A couple was recently in the middle of their wedding vows on what looked like a lovely day when the officiant began to look a little pallid. Maybe there were drinks the night before. Maybe it's just ridiculous timing for a stomach bug. But the officiant turns and lets loose a horrifying geyser of vomit in the middle of the ceremony.
You think it came out the other end, too, and they just didn't put it on the video?
The eel was holding it back. So no, it only came up.
She had an eel up there, luckily, so...
Yeah, says the officiant was okay, and the rest of the wedding went off without further instance or projectile vomiting. On the upside, at least no one broke out into hives or got into a screaming match, so that's a good day.
All right, well, I think we've had a good episode here. Elderly lady joined us. We appreciate
elderly listener.
Her, we appreciate it, her taking time out of her busy schedule down there in Florida to be a guest on our show. So thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was all new to me, so now, for the next time, because I'm sure you'll have me back, I'll know what to expect.
Well, the one request that we did have, and we haven't gotten to it yet, but would you be able to either, one, recite our phone number, or two, you know, recite your now famous line? Rob barely knows the phone number, so if you don't know that part, that's fine. But
I don't know that part.
At least do your famous line. Now, are you okay with me using that every time? You know, it seems you called and then you stopped calling.
There's very little that bothers me. So, that is fine.
I'm not going to stop, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, he's doing it just to be nice. He's really not that nice of a person.
It's a courtesy.
So
he's just doing it to be, that's fine.
So could you do me
what do I even say? I don't even remember.
I need you to say, I heard you had a phone number.
I heard you had a phone number.
That's right. We can.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
Oh, we got to try. Here, we got to try that again.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Try it again.
So I need you to say, I noticed you had a phone number.
I noticed you had a phone number.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That sounds like the real thing.
That phone number, by the way, is 530-882-BOBS, which that is to the elderly listeners out there that don't know how to use the number to letter conversion. That is 530-882-2627.
Yes, and we're also available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at twobobspodcast.com. Also, as we mentioned earlier, we're part of the BS Podcast Network. You can also email us if you'd rather go that route, and it's hello@thetwobobs.com.
What do you think BS stands for?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you. Do you know what BS stands for?
Yeah, you do a lot of it.
Yeah, we fit right in on the network then.
That was part of the reason for picking them, is because it seemed like it would be right up our alley.
Natural fits. Like butter.
All right, well, I think that's it for tonight, unless you have anything else.
No, I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. How about you, elderly listener?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being on.
It was a pleasure to finally get to meet you.
And pleasure to meet you, too,
pleasure
Robert.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of you, Rob, when we get home, okay?
Okay, now you can go ahead and block my phone number.
As long as by taking care of me, you mean you'll babysit the kids, and you got a deal.
Bake cookies.
Bake cookies.
Oh, God, no.
Lots of vanilla extra. Yeah.
I like extra beaver asshole in my cookies, generally.
We can double that recipe, huh?
All right, everybody. Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.